Are you not feeling good enough about yourself? Do you know what? You are not alone. Basically, there is so many people, they have the same feeling like you do right now. But you are a lucky person, because today I'm interviewing Viktor. And he's taking his time into this topic, and he's a mindset coach, leader, life coach, and he's gonna help us to discover more about this topic. And not only that, he'll give us some tips, some advice, what you can do right away during that Zoom call, and you can learn and apply it on yourself. So listen carefully and listen till the end. And of course, if you like it, give us a like, share it with friends, because you never know who you can help. So hi, Viktor. Thank you very much for coming to my podcast. It's very nice to having you. As a start, because you are here for the first time, would you mind sharing us a little bit more about yourself? What is it you do? Maybe where are you based? So we can get to know you a little bit more.
Thank you for having me here. It's a real privilege. I checked out some of the other interviews and I so appreciate the work that you do. So I'm a leadership and life coach. I live in Glasgow and I work internationally. Like, that's the beauty of the internet as we speak right now as well. It's so beautiful. And I help leaders, companies, coaches to achieve the impossible by sparking fresh thinking. So there is a lot of things that we could dive into, and probably the most important thing to mention about me is the place I'm coming from, like what's my why, how did I ended up in this work, is that I always have been a high performer, and being a high performer usually has always have this, it's cause and pros, like it's strengths and weaknesses. There is always a motivation behind being a high performer. There is always some kind of pain behind why we want to do something, why we want to have something, right? And to me, my kind of challenge or my wound always was not feeling good enough. And in order to make up for that, I always tried to perform well, try to do well. So I essentially never gonna be abandoned. And so we all have our own stories, but that really got me, one is that got me asked the big questions, just why, you know, why do I feel this way? Why am I not feeling good enough? Or on the other hand, what would get me to success, whatever my picture of success was at the time. And sometimes I did better, sometimes not so good, but there was a time when I did reasonably good and certain people would even, you know, envy or see like, oh, okay, he does really, really well. But what they didn't see is that inside I was a mess. I was close to depression and I was starting to have suicidal thoughts because I was always playing the comparison game. And because I was always working because I always needed more. I didn't realize that I haven't spoken to my wife 2 weeks, like not even a word or almost. And I said to her one night that I need more space. And she said, okay, then let's divorce, because I don't know if you realize we haven't spoken 2 years or two weeks now. And I'm like, the penny dropped. And that was the time when I met with my coach. So I did group coaching, although I didn't even know what coaching is at the time. I did mastermind groups. I was inspired by the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and he writes about the mastermind groups. So I started to work with groups, and that's where I met with my coach. And working with him turned my life completely around. I created a new relationship to my thinking, which is for us as human beings, is the foundational thing. So the reason I was so screwed up, because I believed everything that I was thinking. I believing everything as a true representation of what is. Now, how often it is that what we think is the representation of what actually is, it actually cannot be the representation. All it can be is a perspective. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we could talk about this deeper, because like when I work with leaders, with coaches, with creative people, like, I don't know if I mentioned them, as I'm an artist. I spent almost 2 decades in game development, video game development. Mm-hmm. My degree is in fine and applied art. Mm-hmm. So I work with a lot of artists, a lot of creative people, and the only thing that can get in the way, the only thing that can get between where we are and what we want, is thinking. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's thinking. We call it the belief, what we believe about ourselves, what we believe is possible for us, what we believe our story is. And if we heavily identify with our thinking, there is no way out of it. Mm. So one of the fundamental shift that happened for me when I worked with my first coach, and that got me on a whole journey, which is like 7-8 years now, is to dive deeper into the understanding of that we are not our thinking, that we get so meshed up in our own story that we cannot step out of it. And the more we understand this, one, is the more mentally healthy, we become. Second is that the more agency we will have to create anything we want to create. So this is the place I'm coming from. This is the kind of work I do. You can call it mindset, is to have a new relationship to fear, have a new relationship to our thinking, have a new relationship to our feelings. And as we have a new relationship, who we are being in the world and how we performing completely changes. Mm-hmm. Not to mention that our experience, our mental health improves dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much for sharing. I'm just trying to find it, the book, what you mentioned, Think and Grow Rich, because I just came from the holidays and I had that with me, this book, because I read it before, but I wanted to reread it, but I don't know where it is. It's full of sand, that's for sure. It's a really good book, yeah. Really good book. So when you are saying like you didn't like not feeling good enough, it's like obviously a lot of people, they feel that way. Have you sorted out, or do you still sometimes feel it like I still need to work harder? I don't still like have that feeling, or how does it work with you now?
Mm. That's a really, really good question, and that's really important to mention and to talk about. Yes, I do feel like now. I do have a new relationship to that thought and to that feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's where the real change happens. Like before, when I thought or felt like it, I felt that that's true. I'm not good enough. I need to investigate this. I need to do something to sort it out. I need to do some techniques on it, or I need to achieve something for it, or I need to do something to change this because it seems so solid and real. Mm. Now, the more I understand and the more awareness I create by being coached myself, the more awareness I create on, oh, where do I identify with my thinking in this case? When that thinking shows up and feeling shows up, I'm not good enough. Like, do I see it as a truth, as a feedback from reality, or do I see it for what it is, a thinking, right? And if I see it for what it is, I'm not gonna take it for face value, and I can take action. You know, I can be on this interview and I can have that thinking feeling come up, and I can just simply choose to show up in a different way, because now that I'm aware it, I'm not it.
Yeah.
As I'm aware it, I'm not it. And because of that, I can be present here with you and it doesn't affect how I'm being with you, and I can actually recalibrate myself.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. Totally agree. When reminded me was when I had my first coach, because it's funny, because today I'm speaking with some free coaches today, shooting interviews, and everybody was telling me that, you know, they a lot of things changed for them when they started working with someone who could see things differently. And from the things what you are saying, I remember when I had my first coach, I was going on some viewings, I was doing a property business, and it wasn't going my way, what I wanted. It was like a rejection after rejection, and no after no. And basically I spoke with him and I was telling him like, yeah, I don't think, like, I wasn't doubting myself and telling stories to myself like, yeah, probably it's not for me. I'm a foreigner and people don't want to listen to me. You know, maybe it's a, you know, like this limiting beliefs. And I remember he was telling me that many times. He mentioned on the call, he's like, nothing in life has any meaning. Only the meaning you give it. I was the Tony Robbins coach. And I remember that I always, like, when somebody is sharing those things, I'm like, yeah, it's only the meaning you give it, you know? But sometimes I feel it's sometimes difficult when you believe in that. And when I was younger, I believed that, you know, nobody, I'm never going to have a girl or anything like that. I didn't like myself. And sometimes I feel like it's difficult for people to get out of that state, because they need to first believe in themselves, right? And if they don't, they are kind of in that wheel, like, where to start a little bit believing in yourself. Do you have anything for that? If somebody is like, you know, really with that mindset of like, yeah, either they don't believe themselves, they don't like themselves, not good enough, and where to spark that first thought that, you know, maybe I'm not as good. I'm not as bad.
I'm not as bad.
Yeah. Mm. Would you have anything for that? Like how people can spark something?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, one is, a really good idea to have a support, have a coach, a mentor, someone who can help you with this. So that's the first thing. And the other thing I would like to say, actually two things. One is to keep looking into this direction, because often it doesn't land at the first time. It doesn't land sometimes thousands time. It's like a process of deepening and deepening our understanding how much we, as you say, creating our own story. And like, I'm not feeling good enough, or not believing in myself, or not having confidence. What is it? What is it if not a story about yourself? There is a really good definition of self-esteem. What is self-esteem? It's self-estimation. Now, who estimates that? You, right? So it comes back exactly what you shared, is that we give the meaning to ourselves. Now, if someone comes in with very low confidence, you start to say that they cannot do anything with it right then and there. Maybe they can, right? So that's why it's good to keep looking into this direction for them to really wake up to the fact that we create our own reality through our thinking and through our words, right? And someone helping you with that can help, because like, you can work on the beliefs, but this is a layer deeper than that. This is understanding what beliefs rest on, what beliefs are made of. And when you understand that, it's just so much easier to change any belief, because you understand the illusion, the fallacy of it. So that's the first thing. It's like, you keep looking into this direction. And there are some really good books I'm happy to recommend on the topic. The second thing is take slow, take step by step, and celebrate it, right? Mm-hmm. It's when someone doesn't succeed with something, the easiest thing to do, break it down to smaller thing, take that step. Jordan Peterson said this, and I love that he worked with some of the hardest cases, like people who had their life in complete ruins, like in ways I or you, I think, cannot even imagine. And he said the way he was able to help is to say, look, first task is to clean the carpet. Clean the carpet. Like, that's how you put together your life. First step, clean your carpet. And they maybe struggled with that the first week. They just put the Hoover into the corner. And then they cleaned the carpet. And then they started cleaning up the room. And then they started to make other adjustments. So again, like, that's why I firmly not just believe, but know the power of having someone supporting you, a mentor, a coach, someone who is there for you for the long term, because transformation needs time in this sense. There are things that happen instantaneously. Those things happen, but also big transformation happens like being in the process, right? So these are the two things I would say to three things then. One, have a support, whatever is that. It's okay to have support. Especially for men and leaders, we often think it's weakness to have support. No, nothing is created alone. Nothing is created alone in this world. Everything great is created through standing on the shoulders of giants or just working together with people. So have support. Second, keep looking into this direction to see through the illusion and keep seeing through the illusion. Third one is to take small steps and keep taking steps. Keep creating a new relationship to fear, because what stops us, the kind of thinking that stops us, is fear. So as we take action, actually, that's my definition of entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs are those who are willing to step into and embark into the unknown, they develop the special relationship to fear, right? They can and willingly move into the unknown. And that's available to everyone. It's available to everyone to create a new relationship to fear and take it step by step and prove to yourself that you can do it by step.
Okay, amazing. Thank you very much for sharing. I brought here when you mentioned that the transformation takes some time. It's very nice to like hear because it's like sometimes people think like, you know, I'll hire a coach or I'll work with someone and, you know, in a week or month, it'll be all good. And it's like, yeah, but if you 25 years telling yourself that you are not good enough, you know, it's going to take more than 1 week to believe in yourself that you are good enough. So transformation definitely takes time, especially when you are working on yourself, like what you do with people, right? With the mindset, leadership. When you mentioned that when you do like leadership, life coaching, and you bring a fresh thinking to that business, so how does it look like? For example, if do you person hires you? Is it like one-to-one or also company? Do you work with people? Like it can be also multiple people. And in what way would you bring that fresh thinking to that company or to that person if somebody would want to work with you so they have a little bit of idea?
So it can happen in many, many different ways. So it can be that I'm meeting with an individual, just like my coach met with me, and you know, I work with that person like that. I work with leaders in companies, so it can be that someone invites me and work with the leaders specifically, maybe one leader, maybe the leadership group, or it could be that I work with the team or the team and the leaders. And that's very interesting as well. Now, when it comes to fresh thinking, it all comes down to asking the questions that we haven't thought about asking. Like
sometimes maybe they're even scared to be asking those questions, huh?
Yes. Let me show an example. What is this?
Staple.
A staple. What do you do with this?
I don't know. Put papers together.
Wrong answer. I mean, good answer, but that's the obvious good answer.
Yeah, I don't even have
it with this.
Yeah.
What else do you do with this?
I don't know. Just play it when you are bored. I don't know.
Okay. Now that's interesting, right? How did you play with this? What else this could be?
No, it could be. I don't know what could be what people can use it for. Just this something with dust goes on and you never use it. So wastage.
Yeah, and this could be a whale. This could be a monster. This could be a car. If I turn it around, maybe like this, this could be a spaceship. This could be, you know, something like this could be a computer. This could be... All I'm saying is as we grow up, we accumulate knowledge.
Hmm.
And knowledge is important. Knowledge is useful. Knowledge makes the world grow. Knowledge is great. But at the same time, the more we know, the more the parameter of our ignorance grows as well.
Hmm.
And what stops individuals as much as leaders and companies are not the things that they know and not the things that they don't know, but the things that they don't know that they don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So to me as well, what's stopping me currently in my life and business, by definition, has to be the things that I don't know that I don't know.
Mm.
All that I know are the things that are, how would I say, that are obvious to me, right? And and all the things that I know I don't know. But the things that I don't know, that's where it's interesting. And kids naturally ask questions and become creative and, you know, come up with great ideas to repurpose a staple. Now, there is another example to this is like Kodak, for example. They used to have the camera with the film in it, right? And that was a huge market. Now, in 1975, a guy came up with the digital camera as a solution. He approached Kodak with the idea, and Kodak said, "We are not interested because like 90 or 80% of our sales, I don't know, like a big percentage of our sales come from this film machines." And so this guy went to Sony, sold the idea, and Kodak went bankrupt. So what Kodak knew is that the way to make money is these film processing machines. What they didn't know, and they didn't know, is that the digital camera could be and will be the next breakthrough, right? They weren't open to the idea. And so what I do is I go there and we slow down first of all, because, you know, in the life of performance, we don't ask the big questions. We don't ask the important question. We don't spend time on exploration. We just spend time on what's the thing that needs to be done, not just tomorrow, but for yesterday, right? So we slow down and we explore of what are these questions, what's working, what's not working, you know, what are the things that we are avoiding, where do the communication break down, where do we have expectations where we could create agreements, right? What language do we use? Do we acknowledge and appreciate people? You know, there are so many elements. It's like a company has like an overall culture and a mindset just as much as an individual. So having that kind of conversation and that kind of magnifying glass onto the company is what gonna increase the awareness and have more of the don't know that I don't know available. So we make that into the I know that I don't know first, and then I know, right? Mm. Absolutely. I know that I know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very good. Yeah. Yeah. It's like with any education, like when you are sharing, when you come up to that company or with the individual, you are discovering, like, you know, because you are on certain levels, so you know some things which they don't maybe know, and you can open their eyes to different possibilities. And that's how we grow, because we see different possibilities. And it could be through coaching, to training. I recently just done, and I'll be doing another few actual events with Tony Robbins, The Business Mastery. There's a whole workbook from that. And there is so many things. It was like 4 days of virtual event for 12 hours a day. And basically, there is so many things which I thought, like, I have some understanding on business and where we are and, you know, what I can help with people. And after the event, I'm like, huh, there is so many new things which I can start applying on our businesses, but also help my clients to apply on their businesses. And it's and I'm always exciting to invest another money to go another training like that, because you always discover that there is a reason why people charge for so much money, because they know that there is that value which can bring to those people, right? So yeah, I think training or coaching or anything like that is very important, like you mentioned. Yeah,
and as you said, there are so many things that are so natural to us now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we take it for face value, but you take that idea and present it and implement it with a company, their life, their output, their performance changes completely. So that's amazing that you do that. That's
really sometimes amazing. Yeah, it's like when you are saying, like, sometimes when we grow, we don't realize what we didn't know 5 years ago. And I was speaking to my wife, I was helping her with some things because she has a business, she's a doula in here in Borders. And she basically was asking me about some, like, signatures, like, how do you should sign it? Like, you know, shall I send it to them as a document or they print it? I'm like, I mean, yeah, but the thing is, they need to have a printer, they need a paper, they need to have this. You can do it like to signable or DocuSign. It's like, oh, how does work? How this works? I'm like, oh, yeah, 5 years ago, I didn't know what is DocuSign or signable. Small thing, which I would think like everybody knows. But after I asked her a question, can you tell me what everything you find out from me in the past, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months, which was really helpful for you in your stage where you are? And she gave me a list of the people.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, huh, it's interesting. So I made a YouTube video just about that, because the thing is, I wouldn't think of that, because for me, it was so basic tools which I'm using on a daily basis, but I wouldn't think that some people don't know about them. But after, I realized when I was starting my first business was like having a food truck. I was working in that restaurant, and the owners of that restaurant, they used to have a food truck. And I went to speak with the owner, and I'm like, I'm thinking to, you know, do a food truck. Can you tell me, because I was reading online, shall I be a sole trader or limited company? What is the corporation tax and VAT? I don't really understand. And he was telling me a little bit about it. And I was like, okay. I was writing everything down. And it, to me, it was like, oh, it's so many information. I need to learn so much. But now when somebody would be like thinking, I wouldn't even think that somebody doesn't know the differences, because I'm in it so long. But the truth is, if, you know, we are helping someone in a different levels, it's really important to go back and to those basics, which probably a lot of people don't know. But we take it like for granted, like, yeah, it's normal, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's the power of this profession, is that we spend significant portion of our time learning and applying and working with people through mindset. And for someone whose profession in something else, they are just as amazing in that thing. Yeah. Now, what they haven't spent as much time with is the mindset. So some of these things, like the guy who gave you advice at the time when you did your food truck business, was invaluable for you. It's like, wow, this is good for him. It was like, you know, every day, the thing that you shared with your wife was like, wow, God, like, this is exactly what I need. And I think that very practical, simple example, one is to appreciate how far we have come. The other is to see like what's the value of coaching, as well as from another perspective, is to appreciate where do you spend, like, whoever is listening, where do you spend significance of your time, and what kind of skill, what kind of goal did you build up, which could be a huge value to someone else, where maybe they didn't do that. So this is like, again, could be a whole different conversation around, you know, thinking about value, thinking about, like, sales and enrollment, like those are really interesting conversations, maybe for another interview or whatever conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's totally true. Everybody's, you know, as people grow, there are good in different things. And when I was, for example, sharing that example with my wife, she gave me so much knowledge about different other things, like regarding health and what to eat. And now also with the doula, before I didn't even know what the doula is and what it does. But now, you know, wherever I go, I try to, you know, promote her by, you know, selling my books or anything, like to just give money to her charity so she can help more women. It's just, it's like, it's both ways always. And sometimes people think like they have nothing to offer, but they do. Yeah, they just don't realize that they know so much about certain things.
Yeah.
Good. And you also mentioned that you really like the thing that it's online now and you can do things internationally. So because you are not originally from UK, right?
No, I'm from Hungary.
Hungary. So where do you have a client in UK? Do you have also clients somewhere else in different countries?
Yeah, I have. I don't have in the US right now. I used to have in the US as well. Mm-hmm. I have in, for example, I have a client in Iran. That's really interesting. That's like far, far away. I have in Germany. I have in, I'm just like right now, I'm kind of like going through France, you know. It's just the beauty of it is that you can work with clients everywhere. And I think that that's really, really a great thing. So I also, you know, so something I'm doing more recently is to network more within Scotland and this area around the creative tech companies, because I'm connecting more and more to my art background as well and all my history, and I really love and enjoy working within that space with those people.
And if I can ask, how did you come up with a clients from Iran or Germany? Like, if you are in here in Glasgow, you know, like how did you find them? Like internationally, so like what, you make a post online and people like, hello, I'm from Iran, I want to work with you.
Yeah, so that's interesting. For example, the one from Iran, she is a coach, and so I'm helping her with. I'm teaching what I learned, and the situation in Iran completely different, the monetary situation, everything. And she's actually translating now one of the most influential books in coaching and introducing that into Iran. And she made massive changes in 3 months. So it's the internet, it's on Facebook. You know, I have groups, I have places where I serve, where I take my time, look at what's posted, look at what's going on. When there is something that I see could be valuable, I take my time to write a post to offer value. And the beauty of it is that anyone can join. So then also I met with some people from the coaching school I used to go to. Again, in the coaching school, people from all around the world can join, right? So the place I'm coming from, like especially since the lockdown, I did solely online lead generation, client creation, right? So I went into groups, I saw okay, where can I serve, where can I be at value, and serve there first in the comments, in the posts, go into DM, serving more, asking questions. If there was a space for it, inviting into a conversation, serve there more. And when it seemed to be a good fit, I just ask, hey, do you want to continue this? So that's, again, the beauty. I didn't need to sell because I demonstrated. All I needed to ask then, do you want to continue what we have been doing?
Yeah. Right?
And then that way you can find clients all over the world.
Interesting. Very good. Yeah. I had or I have she paused for now because she took on a new job, but she is from Germany. She moved to Switzerland. I actually done an interview with her. That's a funny thing because she hired me because she wanted to do a property, like one of the strategies that I do. She wanted to do in Germany, but after speaking with her, I'm like, do you want to do it like because you want to do it or is it just because of money? And she's like, yeah, because I want to make that in cash flow and things like that. And after probably 3 sessions, we were chatting, and we discovered that she wants to do something completely different. And I was helping her to establish that part of the business, which was actually voice coaching, because she's trained actress. She's professionally trained to work with her voice. And actually, we ended up that she coached me and I coached her. So it was a very, very interesting thing, which she's helping me with the performance and for speaking and things like that.
Mm.
So yeah, you never know who you can meet in online world. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. Good. Perfect. So what is it? I'll have 2 more questions because we'll wrap it up because we are 39 minutes on camera. So what is it like? Do you have any bigger goal? What is it you would want to achieve? For example, I don't know. It can be, doesn't need to be 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. It doesn't matter. It's more like, do you have any bigger goal or vision? Where do you see yourself in some time? What is it you would want to achieve?
So the overall big vision is, and you know, there are expressions of that. The overall big vision is that I want to give this or bring this understanding, which I talked about, to have a new relationship to our thinking. I want to bring this understanding to more of the world, right? Mm-hmm. So this word of innate, this is like I'm still forming and shaping the brand and the communication of the brand, or I'm that stage right now. Mm-hmm. This word innate speaks to me so much and have been spoken to me years now, because there is something in us which is innate, and all that happens is that this the mind, which is a useful tool but a really lousy master, this mind gets in the way, right? Mm-hmm. Because when we create it, we are just being, we are just doing. And only we stop doing that when this gets in the way. So so my vision, my purpose is to bring this more into the world. Now, there are different ways I'm doing that. One is in the corporate space, is to teach and to bring into this, into teams and leaders, so they can lead better and live a more more whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be more healthy and effective people. And then right now I'm also running a men's circle, which is a smaller project close to my heart, helping men to embody the sacred masculinity again with the same kind of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also running a business, a coaching school for businesses, a business school for coaches, sorry, business school for coaches to help them setting up their business, because I've struggled with it for very, very long. So, so if you see like all of these things and if you ever, or if anyone who is watching wonder about your purpose, look at your biggest pain. Look at the thing that you struggled with the most, because what makes a hero is that the hero takes the pain and says, why the villain says, I suffered, so let's everyone suffer. The hero says, I suffered, so I don't want others to suffer. So to me, in these 3 areas where I suffered the most, and these are the 3 areas where currently I'm helping people, and my overall mission and vision is to elevate the consciousness of the planet through this understanding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, amazing. Thank you very much. So just, you know, at the all the things what you are sharing, it's going to be in the description. So if you can provide me with any links, I'll put them in the description if anybody wants to connect with you and anything what resonated with them, so they can. They'll have the option in the description. Click on the link and connect with you. And I have a last question. I mean, you said it a little bit already during the call. It can be something different, or we can elaborate more on that. If somebody wants to, for example, start the business or is stuck where he is, and he's struggling with that, you know, mindset, maybe he's having some limiting beliefs. I know one of the things what you mentioned will be like having someone who can help them, like a coach or someone. I understand that. But if, for example, they feel like, you know, I'm not having the money to do so, because obviously it costs money, it's investment. Is there anything else what you would recommend them, some tip where they can start doing like today, which they can just like switch off this video and like, okay, I'll do at least that. I don't know what that would be. Would you have any tip to share?
It's take action, make a decision, even if it's a bad one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you will learn much more.
Yeah.
That's my first one. Also, I know so many coaches who don't cost a few of fortune and still can help a lot.
Yeah,
so just want to say that it doesn't have to be me or you. Like, there are so many great coaches out there. The reason I said to take action, because essentially we talked about entrepreneurship, right? And so you have a business, you are an entrepreneur. What's entrepreneurship is about? It's about to go where no one did, or at least you haven't gone there yet. So fear is going to show up, and like that's the only thing that's stopping you. Fear of being judged, fear of failing, fear of this and that. And if you can only give yourself the permission to take action and to screw things up, you know, at least you're going to learn. You're going to learn, you're going to be better, and eventually you will succeed.
Mm. Absolutely. Perfect. Thank you very much for sharing. I love it. Taking action. It's one of the things what I do always and recommend everybody. So it's great you are sharing that, because I totally believe it. It's like, do something, like even if it's just now and watching the video, you know, schedule a call, read the book what Victor mentioned, Think and Grow Rich. If you read it, read another book, listen audio book.
After this, after this, I'm going to make a call that I'm scared of.
Okay, good. Yeah. Actually, right. That's a funny thing, because I used to run events. I'll do actually one event I'm planning to do in November for 2 days. But I used to do like a property events. I made people to do something, which is like phone someone. But it was kind of too soon. I wanted to from people to do it on the first day when they ever met me. Some people were scared to do it. But it was like, if there is any difficult conversation to do, make it and you'll see what it's going to bring. And it's really fruitful when you do something like that. Yeah, it's like I've done it a few times and I had to do it obviously in front of the room of the people. So as a big example, but it's really like when you are in that state, when you are with environment of people, you do the interview or something and something sparks, you're like, okay, now is the time I do it. And bring something amazing. Yeah. So I wish you good luck on that call. Even if it's scary, I know you'll do it.
Thank you.
Amazing. So yeah. So thank you very much, Victor, for being here today. I know we will do it again in the future. And of course, you live in Scotland, so we will meet in person soon. And have an amazing day.
Thank you. And thank you. It's a great job what you do, and have an amazing day.